You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Chris Pimlott, to look ahead to the best of Friday's racing. It's Friday, isn't it, tomorrow?
It is indeed. It's usually the day after Thursday and the one before Saturday.
Not really. Not the strongest of starts,
really.
You'd say, to a racing podcast. But how's things, Pimus?
All good, yes. Bitterly disappointed with the disaster of the rain hitting the west coast of Scotland and the William Hill Festival being doomed on the first day. Let's hope the weather is a little bit more in our favour so we can get the second 2 days on. And obviously with the feature races all happening on Saturday, hopefully we can get it all on. And obviously for those who don't know, but are going to know now, that like it's the awards.
Yes.
The awards for William Hill.
It is.
None of our department's getting any.
Oh, there might be.
But the rest of the William Hill organisation are going to be there to get some. So that's all good. It's a great trip. You have to pay your own travel. You have to pay to get yourself in. And it's a buy your own bar.
That's not strictly true.
But other than that, it's a good do.
It is. It's a very good do.
Yeah. Did you go last year?
I did go last year.
Because we won a prize last year, didn't we?
We did.
I don't think we're in the running this year, are we?
No. Not on the same front, anyway.
No.
Some of the video guys are, which reminds me, actually.
Are they?
If you want to watch Santi McCoy's previews of the air races, they are available on the William Hill website.
Oh, fantastic.
Lovely link there, Pimus.
Yeah, it was, isn't it? Yeah, that was out without even thinking.
As for air tomorrow, we're hoping it will go ahead. We're recording this at 3:30 on Thursday afternoon, and the signs are positive enough, I would say, right now. That said, we're not going to preview the action, because if it is off, then it's pointless. Although, you weren't tipped any losers then, Pimus.
Well, so. No, exactly, which is a refreshing change.
Could be a bonus. But, yeah. As I said, Santi McCoy has previewed a few of the races, including the Air Bronze Cup coming up at 3:50 tomorrow. Of course, the decks for that have only just come in, because we're waiting on the Gold and Silver Cup lineups to be intact. But there's 25 of them set to go to post in that ultra-competitive William Hill Air Bronze Cup.
The only thing you've got to think about is soft, heavy ground. You need something that performs in that. And the only other worrying thing is, come Saturday, if they get a dry day tomorrow, is that it could be gluey, which is neither here nor there.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, there'll be conditions that aren't really likely to suit many. It's more who will cope best.
Correct.
With what they don't like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed they get the go-ahead. No, it doesn't really. Fingers crossed they do get the go-ahead. And hopefully there'll be some fantastic racing there tomorrow. But we're going to focus on racing that will definitely be going ahead, and that's at Newcastle in the evening. Two races that we're going to focus on, because, Pimmons, you have a nap and a next best. We're not going to go chronologically. We're going to start with your next best. That's in the final race of the whole day, the 9:15. A handicap over 5 furlongs. What is it that has taken your fancy?
Yeah, well, I've gone for two races that look like a minefield.
Right.
That look like not even a man possessed could find the winner from.
But
I'm hoping to prove that all wrong.
Okay.
Okay. So in this 5 furlong sprint, the final race, as you say, of that fantastic Friday, you've got Groundworker, who was a readied winner last time out. He beat My Selection, Young Tiger, there by 3 parts of a length. But Young Tiger has got a 6-pound pull in the weights, although Paul Midgley's been very cute and booked Conor Murta to take 7 pounds off his back. Paul will run and road Groundworker to win last time out. So Midgley's been using the old grey matter to try and make the things right. But I just feel that Young Tiger could well be coming to himself now. Midge Mullen takes the mount, and I definitely feel that he can reverse the form with Groundworker and get a course and distance victory under his belt tomorrow night. But it's a competitive race, as you can imagine. Hadley's been in great form for Tracy Waggett, Dougie Costello doing the steering there. And his girl, we haven't seen that for 275 days. And one or two of the others, as you'd imagine, you know, at this time of year, have been running, regularly and consistently, one or two without actually troubling the judge. So Groundworker is the only winner previously in his, you know, his latest outing. But I think Young Tiger can turn around the form tomorrow.
Young Tiger, then, the next best selection on Friday for Chris Pimlott. What about the Nap then, Pimmers? That's in the first race on the Newcastle card. It's the 5:45, and it's a handicap over the extended 2 mile trip. Now, there's a load of pretty seasoned campaigners here, horses that we know plenty about, despite the fact that a lot of them are pretty young. And I believe it is a youngster that you're going to go for here, but it's not one that we know loads about.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Godolphin's Mabij.
Mojibs and Mabij. Don't know how you want to pronounce this son of New Approach's name. But we saw him 22 days ago. He made a very promising debut. It was an 8-runner maiden at Chelsea City. He came off from well off the pace, got the job done, despite him being a little bit green as well. He's a 3-year-old, so he gets all the allowances. I mean, you'd imagine that there should be an awful lot more to come from this horse. He's had an official rating of 83. You can't but help think that he's going to be much, much higher rated than this. Stepping up in trip shouldn't be an issue. The very capable David Egan takes £3 off his back as well. So Saeed Bin Sarour is more like trying to say to the handicapper, well, actually, were you not a bit harsh with him giving him 83? So I've taken 3 off. Or is he saying, well, actually, I think he's more than 83, but I'll take 3 off just so the handicapper might give me a lenient view if I go and get this job done. As I say, tried and tested majority of the opposition, but I do feel that he's the one to beat. Other main challenger could come from Chocolate Box, who, to be fair, took a bit of time to get his head in front, but did win at Chelmsford City 15 days ago. And there could be a little bit more to come from this son of Zoffany.
Okay. Now, I mentioned the fact that it was a fairly open race, and there are plenty that arrive here in good form. And we've talked about a couple of the younger horses, but a couple of the older ones. Stoneham, towards the bottom, is really consistent, but is almost a victim of her own consistency at the minute, because she just can't seem to get anywhere with the handicapper at the minute. She continues to run okay. You fancy that she's going to have another little drop in the weights for her to go closer. That said, she has just gone down £2 from that Musselburgh run. She's getting there slowly, and there is a race in her eventually, and she's a mare that I really like, but at the same time, not for her today?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think, you know, you're right. She's a consistent filly. She's tough. She is, you know, the her own worst enemy, because she always runs a good, solid race. Mm. And because of that, the handicapper tends not to relent too easily. So, once you can see her coming down a little bit from a mark of 66, then she could well be an interesting player.
She did win off 67 in March here at Newcastle. So perhaps that, you know, yeah. I think a time is around the corner, but this looks a warm race.
This looks
it?
Competitive, that's right. And, yeah. And to be fair, there are one or two of the three-year-olds that could well be a little bit better than what we've seen so far. And obviously you've got the 9-year-old War Lass, who is a course and distance winner in the past. You know, it's a while since she's actually last run. 12 runs since she last won in 2016. Didn't run particularly well last time out, but certainly this 2 miles trip should well suit her tomorrow. As it to On Fire, Josephine Gordon reigning for the Bethel Yard. Cheap pieces back on tomorrow night. And again, he's nothing but tough and consistent.
But you're going to side with Mabij, your nap of the day.
Mabij, the NAP for Pimmers.
Wonderful stuff, Pimmers. Right, well, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, it's been my pleasure.
You're not in the Racing Radio studio tomorrow.
No.
Gary Capewell, Andrew Mount and Tom Morley guiding you through all of the action.
A team of quality and finesse and abundance of knowledge. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Better than today, Steve.
Oh, anyway. Far better. Goodness gracious me, far better.
Right, enjoy the action, Pimmers. And the same to you, listeners. And let's hope that air goes ahead. Best luck with your bets at Air, Newcastle, and wherever else you choose to place your bets tomorrow. And we'll catch up with you soon on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.